Good afternoon, brethren, and happy Sabbath. Boy, I got in the weeds on this sermonette. I'm warning you right up front. There's a lot of information. So we know what's going on in the world. We know how it ends up, but we still have to endure it. So today what I'd like to talk about is that it's the World Economic Forum, the WEF, and a little bit about it. And this is sort of a sermonette on current events. And then we're going to, of course, read some Bible scripture and see the other side of the coin, so to speak. There's a term that was a title for the World Economic Forum. This is a forum where most businesses and country delegates around the world all meet in Davos, Switzerland once a year, and their plan is to build a new world order. And it started with a guy named Schwab back in, I think, 71. It was just, he lives in Germany, he presides in Switzerland, but this was mainly a concept for the European Union before the Union had established itself. Well, it had been established, but he was trying to dovetail this in. The 2020 they had in Switzerland, in Davos, they had their yearly conference, and it was called the Big Reset. And I know probably a lot of you have heard a lot about it, but don't really know what it's really about or what's going on behind the scenes. So I went to Wikipedia, the Great Reset. It's the name of the 50th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, the WEF, held in June of 2020. It brought together high-profile business and political leaders convened by Charles, Prince of Wales, and the WEF with the theme of rebuilding society and the economy following the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. You can go on their website, and I did, and they have little modules of all the little topics they discussed during their agenda, and it just, I was shocked at what was going, what these guys are thinking and what they're saying. But it's all for good as far as the world's concerned. The WEF Chief Executive Officer Klaus Schwab described its three core components of the Great Reset. The first involves creating a condition for a stakeholder economy. The second component includes building a more resilient, equitable, and sustainable way based on the environment, social, and government metrics, which would incorporate more green public infrastructure projects. The third component is to harness the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution for public good. Here's a little about the fourth industrial revolution. This is all supposed to benefit man. It's all supposed to benefit the stakeholder. Capitalism is to replace our form of capitalism with business, and you have the employees at the bottom, and you know they sort of work for the company, and then the shareholders make all the money. This is like a socialist, communist agenda where everyone spreads the wealth, everyone's involved equally, and you know it's a kumbaya thing for business in the world. The Fourth Industrial Revolution by Devin McGinnis of Salesforce.com. What exactly is the Fourth Industrial Revolution and why should we care? The Fourth Industrial Revolution is a way of describing the blurry of boundaries between physical, digital, and biological worlds. It's a fusion of advances in artificial intelligence, which we hear a lot about, robotics, the Internet of Things, which is called, I guess they have a short for that, IoT, 3D printing, and I was surprised to see this in here even, genetic engineering, quantum computing, and other technologies. Most of their agenda revolves around the green technology, climate change, stakeholder capitalism, net zero emissions, blockchain, which is the security, centralized and transparent way of recording and sharing data with no reliance on third-party intermediaries. The partners that belong to this group, these are just some of the American partners: Amazon, AstraZeneca, Verizon, Chevron, Cisco, Citibank, Coca-Cola, Dow, GE, Goldman Sachs, Honeywell, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Procter & Gamble, a whole bunch of those. Many of us have heard our president with his new tagline, Build Back Better. And as soon as he said that, I thought, you know what, I've heard that before. That's not new. And sure enough, it goes back to the World Economic Forum. Build Back Better is a slogan promoting World Economy Forum's globalist, anti-American, Great Reset agenda. The basic premise of this whole group, this whole New World Order, is to bring every country down to zero, get everyone off the American dollar, and start up again with this new, probably part of the formation of the beast power, I believe, personally. In July of 2020, the World Economic Forum published an article titled, To Build Back Better, We Must Reinvent Capitalism. Here's how. The publication explains the WEF's plan to correct the current model of capitalism and to seize the opportunity to build back better worldwide. The article identifies the COVID-19 tragedy as an opportunity, as Kamala Harris recently said, which the WEF is working to leverage into a transformation of global economy. So, I mean, we all see it. We're supposed to keep our eyes open. I personally think our America as it was is no longer. I don't think capitalism's gonna stand. I think we're gonna end up in a socialist environment, which we already are leaning that way. Here's something the founder of Klaus Schwab, the WEF founder, said in the 2020 meeting. Says Schwab, an economist and technocrat, has befriended many nations, most significantly China's Xi Jinping, who delivered a key speech at Davos. And I did watch that, and all he was talking about is peace, as he was planning to, you know, do what he's planning to do. He praised his vision on the New World Order. On January 25th of 2021, Klaus Schwab vowed his support for Xi Jinping, I think that's how you say it, in these words. And this is interesting because with the United States being the most powerful country in the world and leading the nations, I find this interesting. It's what he said. Mr. President, I believe this to be the best time to reset our policies and to work jointly for a peaceful and prosperous world. We all welcome now His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China. Not too many years ago, they probably would have said whatever U.S. president, and you know, he would have been His Excellency. Real quick, I'm gonna run down through their agenda topics. Back 2016, mastering the fourth industrial revolution, 2017, responsive and reasonable leadership, 2019, globalization 4.0, shaping the world architecture in the age of the fourth industrial revolution, 2020, stakeholder, capitalism, and then 2021, it was canceled. So I pulled up this little article here. It's in the expository file 7.1 November of 2020 by Gary Henry. What's wrong with the Tower of Babel? The book in Genesis records the reasoning of the builders of the Tower of Babel in the following words. And they say, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But what's wrong with this Tower of Babel idea that God prevented is from being finished? With that exactly, was God displeased about that? Surely it was not just the height of the tower itself, as many of us supposed when we were children. Was it not rather the pride and the spirit of the human autonomy that lay back of the scheme? The plans for Babel or Babylon were not formulated to glory the Creator, but to aggrandize the builders and to assist them in authority, divine mandate to disperse throughout the world. The intent was, as Kenneth Taylor suggests, to erect a proud eternal monument to themselves. Let's go ahead and go to the first scripture today. You don't have to turn there. I'll go ahead and read this. We read in Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. By the way, the title of this sermonette is God's Great Reset. God's blessed us with His truth. We know what's going on. We watch it. It's painful to see, but we do know how it all works out in the end. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We live in a world that's becoming so secular, leaving God out of the picture, that God's even being canceled. Think about it. There's no God in prayer. There's in schools. You can't even have a Bible study in a school. And it's just, you know, talking about, they take down the Ten Commandments in some of the court buildings, and it's just beyond belief. John 15:19. If you are of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. I don't seem hated. I mean, I like say hi to everybody. No one's a stranger. I'll go to the gas station and I talk to people and stuff. And I told Carmen, my wife Carmen, I said, you know, one day I'm going to know when we're really going to be hated is when I try to be nice to someone and they don't even want to talk to me. They just shut me down. You know, the evil. We see it every day. Every day on the news, I don't even turn it on anymore. There's a car chase and there's a murder in L.A. It's just an everyday thing. But we know God has a plan, and it's the big great reset. And he's going to convene. He's going to intervene. And he's going to bring peace and joy throughout the world in the New Jerusalem. In Amos 3:17, it states, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. That is such a blessing to have God's truth. You know, even in this time, it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to get to church, I know, with the COVID and everything going on, but we need to do our best to be at church. It's a commanded assembly, period, end of story. You know, and it's not just for us. I like to come to fellowship with other people that are maybe hurting even more than I am. And then the messages we hear, you know, it's what we need. It's our spiritual food for the week. The thing that's interesting about this whole New World Order, we read in Matthew, prophesying in the end times, for nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. So it doesn't sound like in the long haul that that's going to be a successful venture. But in 2 Peter 3:13 we read, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And then finally, Revelation 20, verse 4, the saints reign with Christ 1,000 years. Verse 4, I saw thrones and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who have been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast in his image and not received the mark on their foreheads or in their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. That's God's big reset, brethren, and hopefully we're all going to be a part of it. God's great reset plan of salvation is for all mankind, and his plan is alive and well. Happy Sabbath.